Well, I'm very pleased to be able to talk with you about the situation that is developing in Ukraine. I'm Bishop Kenneth Novakiewski, the Ukrainian Catholic Bishop for Ukrainian, Slovak, and Belarusian Greek Catholics in Great Britain. The Ukrainian community here in Great Britain has a history in Manchester. They've just recently celebrated 100 years since the first immigrants from Ukraine arrived. And this year, in June, we will be celebrating the 75th anniversary of the establishment of our church structures here, thanks to Cardinal William Godfrey, the Archbishop of Westminster. Of course, our Ukrainian people are very, very concerned with the situation that is unfolding very rapidly in Ukraine. As we know from all of the news services that have been announcing that more than 100,000 troops of the Russian army have gathered on the borders of Ukraine and borders of Ukraine and Belarus. This is causing, of course, great concerns, but this isn't something new. Already in 2014, a war was started by Russia with Ukraine. The annexation of Crimea, which is territorially Ukrainian, and also eastern Ukraine. Thousands, more than 14,000 Ukrainian people have died in this war since 2014, and more than 1 million people have become internally displaced, having to flee their homes in eastern Ukraine. It is a humanitarian disaster like we have never seen before in Europe since the Second World War. The Holy Father, Pope Francis, has called for a day of prayer for peace for Ukraine on the 26th of January. And also our Patriarch, Sviatoslav, has responded for this. And in fact, we will be holding a 12-hour marathon of prayer throughout the world in all of the Ukrainian Catholic eparchies or dioceses, from Australia to South America, North America, Western Europe, Central Europe, and of course Ukraine, and as far away as Kazakhstan, where our faithful reside. Those who would like to join us here in London can come to our cathedral located on Duke Street and Weyhouse Street off of Bond Street's tube station at 4:30 tomorrow, where we'll be having a special prayer service for peace in Ukraine. And this will be live streamed to all of our Ukrainian Catholic communities, not only in Ukraine, but throughout the world. So I would invite everyone of goodwill to come and join us for that prayer service at our Cathedral of the Holy Family in London. Ukraine, of course, is the largest country in Europe, which I think is surprising for many people to find out. It is larger than Germany and larger than France and has a population of about 46 million people. And it stands in many ways in between the Russian Federation and the European Union, with its borders bordering Belarus, Poland, Slovakia, Hungary, Moldavia, and Romania, and of course the Black Sea, and Russia on its eastern borders. Why is Mr. Putin so interested in Ukraine? Well, he has said that the greatest tragedy of this past century is the collapse of the Soviet Union. A statement that I think is very hard for us to understand, when certainly probably one of the greatest tragedies in this past century had to have been the Second World War and the First World War, the Holocaust, the Holodomor in Ukraine, and other devastating things that happened, including the Chernobyl nuclear disaster in 1986. So if we have a person in charge of the Russian Federation who is feeling that the greatest tragedy in the past century was the collapse of the Soviet Union, it's no wonder that he is interested at all costs in reforming such a organization, such a country. And let's be frank, War kills. People are dying. People are being maimed. Households are being destroyed. Families are being torn apart. This is a tragedy that we are seeing unfold before our very eyes. What can the international community do? Well, they can continue to apply pressure on Russia to stop the threat of invasion, not only to Ukraine, but in other countries. We can pray. In fact, we know that Pope Francis has said that prayer for peace is stronger than any weapon. What also we can do? We can pray along with the Ukrainian people and people of goodwill throughout the world for peace. Because it will not only be Ukrainians or Ukrainian citizens who will suffer in this, it'll also be Russian citizens whose fathers, brothers, husbands will be involved in the fighting and also will be suffering. We can keep up and stand up for truth. We all have heard this term fake news so many times over the last several years, but we can find the truth and stand for the truth. You know, this threat of war, of course, is something that continues to cause us fear and anxiety. But fear and anxiety can be overcome when we talk about it in our community, when we pray about it in our community. Perhaps my message for not only the people of Great Britain, the Catholic community, the wider Christian community, and people, citizens of the United Kingdom in general, but also for the Ukrainian community, the Ukrainian Catholic community in Great Britain, is let's be united. Let's understand that we have a common home, that more unites us than divides us. We live in a great country here in the United Kingdom, a country that has been welcoming people from all over the world to live, to have a good life here in the United Kingdom, Ukrainians among them. Therefore, once again, I would invite everyone of goodwill who would like to join us in prayer at our Cathedral of the Holy Family on Duke Street and Weyhouse Street, January 26th at 4:30 p.m. for a prayer service for peace in Ukraine. Of course, any form of peace starts at home, in your own heart, in the community that you live in. If we live in a country of peace, if we live in a community of peace, if we live in our homes in peaceful ways, this will affect the way the world also lives. So I think the first thing is to make sure that we are a peaceful people, a peace-loving people, a people that know how to cooperate with each other, that respect each other, and then that is an example for the world. One of the simplest prayers is the Jesus Prayer, the prayer of the heart, where we admit to ourselves, to our God, that we are all sinners, that we all need redemption, and that we place ourselves in the loving hands of our Lord. And the prayer is one that is very simple. It doesn't take a lot of memory, and it's a prayer that we can repeat and you can live with. Jesus, Lord Jesus, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Ісусе, Ісусе, Син Божий, помилуй мене, грішник.